Alex, now that we're doing the radio show and the podcast together, and I have this weird thing that in my mind that I think maybe you as a comedian have to probably kind of deal with, is there are things I want to talk about on the podcast, but then I also want to talk about it on the radio. And I think, I guess like how a comedian will do the same set better the next night at a different venue. Tapos biglang makikita mo sa audience, aba putang ina, dito to kahapon ah. You're like, you ever have that where you see familiar faces? Because I am almost certain that the people who are streaming us right now on playback.tv/goodtimes will also see us tomorrow morning on the radio. And I don't want to ruin the joke or ruin the topic by putting it here and then putting it there again and trying to be natural about it. So how do you comedians get away with saying the same joke the next day at a different venue?
Ako, I have no problem kasi dalawa yung dating eh. Yung first time is our initial reaction. So, ibig sabihin, that's the purest reaction.
Yeah.
Kaya, ang sarap painggan. Yung sa atin, we're just talking, not just, pag sa stand-up, papaliwanag ko rin. Pagdating naman kinabukasan, yun yung nakapag-isip na tayo na may bago na naman tayo masasabi, na much better because medyo pagkatapos na nakapag-isip ka na sana may nasabi ako. So, you will hear naman another, ano?
A yung version.
Another... You will hear something new. And that's the same with my comedy. When your first time na nag-listen, that's the pure form.
Yeah.
Na medyo nakakatawa. Pero habang sinasabi ko siya, nadadagdag ko siya ng mga nuances.
Right.
So it's
right.
A different experience.
Interesting. Okay.
I like that.
Oh, kasi unlike, hindi naman tayo, ano ba, nag-usap tayo ngayon, initial. Magsasayita tayo, version, no? Pero pag napag-usapan ulit natin, meron tayong bagong inputs kasi meron na tayong konting... Yung yeah. realization, yeah. ay nga, no, dapat wala nasabi ko to. So you will hear another, ano?
Yeah.
You will hear basically the same, pero different approach.
Maybe some punchlines will be different as well.
Added, some are removed, some mm-hmm. are added. I'm talking about comedy. And tayo mo, hindi ko natatakot mag-usap tayo because there's always a, may iba talagang tao na ikinig.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some
yeah,
of them
yeah.
are, parang may nagdadala sila ng ibang tao na, come on, I want you to listen to this. Nasabi na mainig ka bukas pag ganun, parang ganun.
I got it.
So,
no, that makes sense. That makes
pasensya
sense.
Na lang sa avid listener pero makikita naman din yung difference. Parang sinabi ni Alex kahapon mas nakakatawa yung kahapon. May iba naman mas nakakatawa yung sinabi ni Alex ngayon.
But you know also, siya. You know what's also good about the radio show and the podcast is that it's also a different set of co-hosts. So what you and I and Chopper talk about today will be different completely when tomorrow when
yeah.
Kay and Sam and you and I are there. So we could probably talk about the same thing. And the reason why I'm bringing this up because off air you were a little worried about your health check, right? You had another health check and you were saying, what were you saying? Something about like poor people don't. We talk about a lot about poor, the differences between the poor people and rich people on the radio
because
show.
Wag silang mainis sa akin that I was there. So meron akong kay.
I know, but Alex, the reason why I don't think people should get upset because we have established many times on the radio show and the podcast that rich people and poor people have so many things in common. They have.
Yes.
So many things in common.
Yes.
One of them would be, like today, I was telling Chopper earlier that today's the first day of Ramadan for many of the Islamic countries, Muslim countries. And I thought about like the fasting and how super rich people and super poor people fast. One because of my choice and one because by, you know, just the life, right? They sell, they have so many similarities, and I'm pretty sure we've brought up fasting before as when I was
example.
Talking about the intermittent fasting. Like, yeah, poor people do that. But you were saying something that you were in the hospital, you were getting your shit done, all of these different tests. You're more concerned when you're rich.
Kasi katulad niyan, nakikita ko yung mga kuya ko, they're okay naman. They don't do those annual checkup. Pero they're 60 plus, and ano, sabi ko, anong narandaman mo? Wala. Okay lang, mami ko is 93. So, kasi katulad niya, nag-monitor, nag-uminom ako ng 1 month eh, ng gamot. Pero hindi mo talaga kaya ma-perfect eh. Hindi ko alam, sabi ko.
So you're saying ignorance is bliss when it comes to your health, which is dangerous, right? How many people have died like, ayoko pumunta doctor, okay lang ako. And then they think that it's fine and the next you know, they're stage 4. So,
holy crap.
Hindi, ang ibig sabihin.
I know.
All the time.
No, may mararamdam ka naman sakit nun mo eh. Pag may sakit ka na random, hindi mo pinapa-check up, kasalanan mo yun. Yung halimbawa, sumusuka ka na ng dugo. Iba na yun.
Ah, okay, halimbawa, okay.
Yung maybe we're too...
Yung maintenance.
Maybe we're like, may mga bagay na kung hindi mo pina-check up, it will go away on its own. Like, Hindi mo naman kailangan pa-check up. Alam mo naman, pag marami ka na kinakain mataba, dawasan mo. Hindi yung, oh my God, I need to take medicine kasi tutuloy mo pa rin yung pagkain ng mataba. Hindi ka tulad ng mga mahihirap. Pag sinabing bawal ka na ng mataba, gamot o pagkain, titigil nila yung, ano yung gamot at hindi nila kaya yon. So gagawin nila, magbabago na lang sila ng buhay. Ang mga mayayaman, you can go on with your life, but you have this medicine.
Correct.
Right. To, you
yes.
know.
Yes. To lower then, your
kasi
cholesterol.
Kasi pwede ka, pag may cholesterol ka, matas ang cholesterol mo, doctors will say, yeah, may mag-exercise ka, pero meron tayong maintenance. Meaning, you drink this, you can eat, you can still eat anything. So, that's the difference, man. Sa kayong fasting, babalik lang ako, mas mahirap ang ramdam ng fasting ng mga mayayaman kasi matindi talaga yung pagbabago nila sa pagkain. Yung mahirap, it's going to be a regular day.
Fasting is Tuesday.
It's the same day.
Sabi ng doktor sa akin, oy, nag-fasting ako ha, kasi kailangan fasting sa ano sa blood eh. 10 hours. So matutulog, ang uling kain mo is 10 p.m. para 7 p.m. pwede ka mag-fasting. 9 hours yun. Which I realize, ginagawa yan usually ng mga mahihirap na wala silang breakfast sa umaga.
You know, D here on Playback TV, playback.tv/goodtimes says, more money, more problems. Is that true all the time? I don't think it's more money, more problems. It's more money, more mental state. Like, you just think about everything, right? It's not that there's problems. It's actually less problems. That's why the joke of first world problems exists, because it shouldn't exist. You've just made it a problem.
Correct.
So it's not really a problem. It's a fucking mental state that you're in. So it's fucking funny when people say the more money, more fucking, if more money equals more problems, give me the money. Watch, I will show you, motherfucker, how I solve it with the money.
Yeah.
Right, give me the problems.
So, we have a friend dong na nag-migrate sila sa US. Kinukwento nila no, sa amin nung una kong nagsisimula pa lang sila at wala silang choice kasi talagang nagtatrabaho. Yung intermittent fasting sa kanila, not by choice. Kaya like, payat at sexy and macho silang mag-asawa dahil wala eh. Isang kain lang
sila.
Because
they live in the world. Pero
yung mayaman na maiba ng ano, iba ng problema na di mo na mag-gets. Yung painting. Yan, mga painting. Di ko talaga mag-gets yung... Man, I bought this for $6 million for the painting. And that's hindi ko talaga, may mga luhong hindi ko, kahit mayaman siguro ako, hindi ko papatulan because nai-imagine ko doon bibili ng, ewan ko,
I want to get into painting. Like, I've always wanted, I used to go to galleries when I was like, artista. But I look at it and I'm like, if it's not gonna be like the world's best, ayoko. Like if it's
Picasso,
not if it's, yeah,
Picasso
if,
level.
Yeah, if it's not hanging in the Louvre, then I don't want it because it's gonna take 100 years for this to be anything worthwhile.
Or mamatay yung painter, di ba? Mamatay yung painter.
It's the painting shit. I'm not.
Hindi ko
get
yun. Hindi ko talaga get yung painting.
Yeah.
Hindi ko get yung painting, man. Unless si Mona Lisa ka na. Oh, si Mona Lisa to? Oo, yan. Hinak.
Welcome to the podcast.
Pero sino nag-drawing niyan? Si Juan Cristobal. Sino yun? Basta up and coming painter yun, pare. I know. Saka wala akong basya ng painting. Walang basya ng ganda ang painting. Parang nasa mata ng... Di ba, no? Mo pag nakikinig ka, kailangan pa interpret that the brush stroke signifies the flow of the...
I don't see it. I mean, I have favorite paintings, but I don't have a relationship with it the way people have with brush strokes and colors, and you knew what he was feeling with. I don't do that shit. I just look at it. Oh, good.
That's the same with wine, right? When they taste it, like I can smell, and I say as if I'm walking through the cedar woods. I'm like, it's good.
Yeah, but you're a wine drinker. You know the difference.
No.
That's me with wine.
But I won't describe it like that. I would be like, oh, this is dry, this is sweet, this is sobrang basic lang.
Pero ang daming douchebag, there's a lot of douchebag activities when it comes to wine that I, as a non-wine drinker, I hate it when I see it, but I understand it's the culture. Like, when you guys get it poured, there's always this thing where you have to fucking stir it around, right? But you have to put it in between these two fingers. Like, I see Chopper there. She's like, it's like this. And I'm
it's the easiest
what the
way
fuck
to
is
hold
that?
It.
Just fucking grab it and fucking turn
it
around like this.
No, it will spill.
And then there's a lot of the... I'm going to...
Mo, may na-open ako dyan, Mo.
Did you drink it like this?
Mo, may na-open ako dyan sa Toronto. Sa Toronto, yung pumunta kami sa Niagara, yung falls.
Yeah.
May tour yan eh. May tour. May na-open talaga ako dyan na, ano din siya, European siya na driver. Siya yung nag-tour sa amin. Mula sa Canada ng Toronto, papunta dun sa Niagara, may stopover na wine. Wine! Yeah. Na para matitest mo yung wine. Na may ano. So, wala naman akong hilig sa wine. So, daan kami doon. Tapos, pinapaliwalag sa akin ano. Tapos, inom. Wala siyang difference. Pag upo kong ganun sa may kotse, na-open ko siya, hindi ko sinasadya. Sabi ko, are you getting some commission? On that stopover?
Because it doesn't... There's all of this weird shit that I don't understand, because I don't do it as a wine drinker. It's like the smelling it. Like, it fucking smells the same. It tastes the same. Nothing is changing. And then I've never seen somebody where the waiter comes up to the wine drinker and says, okay, you have to taste it first, right? A little bit. And then I've never seen a person going, pangit. It's like everybody seems to be happy with it. I don't, it's kind of like cards when you're playing, alam mo yung poker, when you first get the two cards, yung putang na kailangan mo I just to read it, you're like,
pipintahin.
It's the same fucking cards if you just...
It's not gonna change.
Just open it and look.
Well, the wine you can say... the wine you can say, you know what? It's not that it tastes bad. You can go, you know what? I changed my mind. You know,
ang maganda to siya. Mo, trigger ko talaga si Mo. Mo, may restaurant din sa Pilipinas. Sentro ang pangalan. Sentro. Meron silang corn beef sinigang. Bago nila si Ever sinigang, dadalhin mo na lang sa'yo yung sabaw.
No way.
Kung okay yung sabaw, man. Parang titikman mo ngayon. Oh, yes. Oh, may naiginig sa sentro, corn beef sinigang. Papatikim sa'yo yung, sinig, yung, ano, yung sabaw, broth. Pagtikim mo, sasabihin mo kung okay sa'yo yun. I don't wanna offend the people in the kitchen. I will not say, no, kulang to. Man, it's gonna be, there's gonna, duduraan nila yung sitrado.
Kulang sa asem, boss.
But it's, no one would do it.
Wala pa ako naitang nagsabi na, this is not okay. No, man. Yeah. Lahat ng tinikman ko sa sinigang nila, parang alak din pag sinigang. Okay to?
And it's not even about the duduraan mo, because that's you think about that at the fast food places. This is all about feeling rich. This is all that this is. Like, rich people, rich people don't go to restaurants and go, tell the chef ang pangit. They don't do that, okay? It's really just about feeling that you're a master. It's like, here's the broth at Centro. Here's the broth. Is this acceptable to your standards? Yes.
What is going on here? It's been
Martha Stewart was here last week. Sabi niya, okay, tapos ikaw? Like, that's not gonna happen.
Ooh, but we did send, for the first time in our lives, we did send something back.
That has nothing
to
do with our point. What I'm saying is, in these fancy places, this is like this whole dance of exclusivity and snobbery and just fucking kaartehan that drives me fucking nuts. And it starts with the wine tasting. Like that whole fucking exchange. It's like, just fucking drink it. What is this smelling shit?
90% of taste is smell.
Oh, that's what they say. That's what these people say.
No, that's science. Kaya pag may sipon ka, walang lasa yung pagkain mo, gagi.
So fucking all of this stuff tastes the same. Jesus Christ.
No, they don't.
May kinaina kami ng anak ko dito sa may BGC. Siyam na klase ng steak. So nagano kayo parang Korean. Na niluluto sa harapan. So may tagaluto. Nagtanong si yung anak ko, why are you cooking that last? Yung last na, yung parang siyam siya eh. Why is that last? Sabi niya, this is the best. So sabi ng anak ko, so yung iba, hindi to, wala. Yung pinauna mo sa amin, walang kwenta. No, they're all, but this is the best. Oh nga, pero this is the best. Yung huli. So yung mga nauna, these are just like,
just average.
So, sabi niya, busog na kami. Busog na kami sa pangpito.
You know what? I know this is off topic. Well, not really off topic, but the whole I used to be the save the best for last guy. So when you have a plate, I would always be save the best for last. And then that, as I got older, I started realizing, but I'm most hungry in the beginning.
Shouldn't I want the best in the beginning?
Not save it. Yeah, because by the time I've saved the best for last, I'm not as hungry. I might not enjoy it as much. So no,
correct.
Fucking go first. Take the best thing. And eat it first.
YOLO.
Na-realize ko. Na-realize ko yun. Sabi ng anak ko nga, yung bunso ko, sabi niya, Pero dana inuna mo na to kasi nga, yun yung best eh. Para malaman din namin kung best siya.
Yeah. No, that's smart. That's smart. I came to that realization maybe in my 30s. Welcome to the podcast. It is year 13, episode number 15. Another AMA, but a short one. It is a two-call show today with Alex and...
That's what she said.
Small, tiny one with Alex and Chopper here. We did the International Women's Day special the other day with three women. Today, gotta have some balance, baby. Two boys on the show. We're gonna talk about it. And man... You already, like, okay, we know, okay, listen.
Two boys, that's why it's short.
We know that when we say, oh, we're going to have three girls on the show, we have no idea what we're going to talk about. Because girls, fucking variety of problems when it comes to love. Could be this, could be that. We know.
Oh, I know, we know.
We know when two boys are coming on, they're probably going to have the same exact fucking question.
How to get more sex.
How can I fuck this girl?
And yes, yeah. How do I sleep with this girl?
I gotta fuck her and her sister. Like, how do I do this? Help me here.
Yeah.
So let's...
Well, kasi yung boys, pag nagsabi sila na, may babaeng gustong kumantot sa akin, pero ayoko. Yes. Yung nangyari sa mga comments.
Teka lang.
Bubo ka?
Teka lang. You know what? Our first caller, that is his problem. Zach, 24 years old. Welcome to the show. Happy International Women's Day, Zach. You are in Manila, or Cavite, actually. Sorry, Cavite.
Yeah, Cavite.
First time on the podcast, yes?
Yeah, first time in podcast. Eh.
Love it. Okay, this is Alex. This is Chopper.
Hey, hi, Zach.
Nice to have you here. All right, morning, so morning. I kind of spoiled a little bit of what we're going to talk about because it's very rare for a girl to want to bang a guy and the guy doesn't want to do it.
So this is a flex problem.
Well, no, you'll see. You'll see. I mean, there's a couple of twists here.
Okay.
There's a minor twist here that the reason that's stopping him. No, malibog to. Trust me, he'll fuck a girl.
I am, I am.
Yeah, he'll fuck a girl. But there's something wrong with this girl. I wouldn't say something wrong, but
what?
You'll see. All right, Zach, tell us the story. Once upon a time in my day.
I'll just read it from my
fair message. Enough. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I recently got back to Tinder. And matched with a girl. We were both trying to find a friends with benefits setup. So the same day that we matched, we decided to discuss our setup.
Yeah.
In a coffee shop. And yeah, while we were conversing, she mentioned that she doesn't have any prior experience.
So she's a virgin.
Yeah, she's a virgin.
So you found a virgin on Tinder. I don't even know what value, monetary value we can put to this. How old is this girl?
Oh my God.
No, really. Yeah, I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about... You know how rare it is... How old is this girl?
23.
Okay. You know how rare it is to go on Tinder, find a 23-year-old girl who's a virgin who just wants to fucking have a FUBU. Like that combo... That doesn't happen often.
Doesn't sound real.
Yeah, it almost sounds... Yeah, it doesn't sound
like
real.
Like someone who's on Tinder is... I don't know.
It's like winning a jackpot at a slot machine. Just... You read about it in the news or see it in the news, but you never see actually somebody do it. 23-year-old virgin on Tinder wants to fuck you? That's...
That's a line
that... Medyo may pagka-judgmental. Ano dyan, ha? O, halimbawa, wala ka pa nakikita itsura. Tapos 23 years old, tapos virgin. Why?
Why here?
Di ba ganun kagad? Di ba ganun kagad?
It's a red flag that she didn't...
No, that could be the strategy too. This is how I'm gonna get men. I'm gonna say I'm 23. No.
It's a red flag.
Napakasama na ng mundo ngayon.
Yeah, it's
pag hindi ka pa natitira.
It's a red flag she didn't deserve. You know?
Like, diba? Ang sama na ng mundo ngayon. Ano, virgin pa? Yuck. Bakit?
23? Tanda. Diba? The Tinder. No, but really, it's a red flag. But it's one of those things like, what did I do? What do I have a red flag for? Okay, so she wants to find a friend with that FUBU with you. And then?
Mm-hmm. And then, nung nag-uusap kami, she mentioned that she was a virgin. And then, my immediate thought was kind of weird niya. So, but why are you in this app if you're a virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, she mentioned that yung ano lang talaga, like yung sex lang yung hindi niya pa nagagawa.
BJs, all of that stuff. Just the penetrative stuff. She hasn't done that. Okay.
Yeah. And then, Dahil nga
daw sa pandemic. Hold on. Time out. Alex, again, as a guy. When what? A girl says, I'm a virgin, the only thing I haven't done yet is, you know, dick and vagina.
Sorry. Ooh.
Yeah,
sorry.
That whole debate of is she a virgin or not, we've had that talk a million times. But we know what she means. She hasn't had penetrative sex yet. But when she says, I've done everything but that, what do you think? What do you think that entails?
Sorry, let me clarify.
We're guessing here. We'll get to the facts with you in a little bit. But Alex, what do you think is I've done everything but
dick? Lahat yan, man. Baka blowjob, tinamuran sa mukha, lahat. Pucha, ped. Diba, pwedeng alam mo, mas visual nga yun eh. Bigaw na analogy ah.
Yeah.
Yung burger, parang sinabi ng burger na, kakain mo ba yung burger na, pare, hindi pa kinagatan yan, pero di lahat. It's not a fresh burger. Ayun lang kasimple yon.
Oh, pocket walang kagat.
It's not an immaculate burger. It's been...
Parang sinabi, dinilaan lahat yan. Ginanong ganun sa mukha. Inipit sa kilikili, pero walang kagat.
That's so good. That analogy is the best.
So we're talking everything.
That's a burger na wala.
69. We're talking fucking tinamuran
nga ang tawag doon para masyaka talaga eh. Tinamuran parang ganoon yung facial, yung swallow, everything. Pero walang penetration, di ba? Wow.
Okay. Because this is gonna be
para paano si lalaki. Oh, ito visual ah. Ito visual. May ano sa mukha, yung sperm sa mukha, ayan, i-picture mo ngayon, pero walang penetration. Pero nakaiga siya sa kama, tapos nakagano, tapos may...
You know, honestly, all of this right now, this is going to, I'm assuming, going to lead to what we're going to give him as advice. But go ahead, Zach, finish up, get your question, and then we'll, I'm assuming we're going to revisit this whole hamburger thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me clarify. First time niyang makipagkita outside of the app. So parang yung experience niya is all video calls.
Yep.
So hindi pa siya na pag blowjob and some shit. Like online lang.
Okay. So but did she play with like toys? So through the camera lang.
Well, no, I mean at that point, but there's no other human being is what she's saying involved. Okay.
So toys and all that stuff she's done, but
yeah, but that's still virgin. So anyway, go ahead.
Tapos yun, my major thought was, yun yung weird. And then, I felt like I was going to take advantage of her innocence and, you know, her curiosity about sex.
When you sign up for Tinder, that takes away your innocence. Not you.
I know.
The fact that when they send you the confirmation email that you have to click on, that's taking away the innocence.
What does it say in the confirmation?
I don't know. Like anything you sign up for, right? We'll send a verification email and you have to click on it. That is what takes the innocence out.
Natatawa ako sa chat si Benny. Says, nadali na din ako sa ganyan. Dati, inaluka ako ng insurance. There must be a catch.
All right, yeah, because it's so rare. Okay, yeah. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. I ask her again kung sure ba siya na she will give me her, ano. And then, yun niya, kung sure ba siya sa papasukin naming setup na friends with benefits. Kasi, I really don't like, I mean, I'm not ready for a relationship. So, FUBU lang talaga yung hanap ko. I don't like the drama side of the relationship. Yeah.
And you think there'll be drama with taking the innocence of said girl?
Innocence.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. All right, so how long have you been sitting on this problem? Like, when was the last time you guys talked about the sex part?
We matched on the 29th of February. Tapos nagkita kami nung March 1.
Okay, nung March 1, wala nangyari. This was just a real transactional, this is verbal contract.
Yeah, we had, you know, oral sex. You know.
Okay, so hindi, it's just not FaceTime now anymore.
No.
And was she good at it, considering she's never really had any
No. That's the thing. I really think na first time na.
Yeah, and then when you dinilaan mo, was there a new peck-peck smell? Like,
I did not like that.
Yeah, why not? How come you're not? You're just not generous, or what's the problem?
Madugo, madugo, may dugo.
Hindi, hindi nga tinira eh.
Hindi mo tinira?
Hindi nga tinira.
Hindi ko tinira.
And what does she look like?
Kasi, ayun niya, when we were having our conversation niya dun sa shop, sabi niya, sabi ko sa kanya, let's take it at her own pace. Pag-isipan mo muna.
And then she went for the blowjob. Let's take it at your own pace.
Wait. Pinutok mo sa loob ng mouth?
No. She doesn't want it.
So she knew about it. What? Can we get a photo of this girl?
It's in every girl's worry. You know that. Like,
sure.
Whether or not you've done it in your life, every girl dreads that.
Can we get a photo of this girl?
Okay.
Yeah. This is photo.
This is going to be.
Unatira ko na to. Unatira ko na to.
No. Zach,
this is just going to be the.
Yeah. Don't worry, you're fine.
It's just the three of us.
Walang lumabas na picture dito. Hello.
I mean, sometimes, like, Chopper will be like, "Oyo," and then just show it. But
no, I've never
fine.
Done that.
You did.
No, yeah, no. She's all right.
In dumaan dito, pati tayo, biktima pareho tayo. May papuet ganun.
Yeah, no, she's all right. Okay, anyway, continue with your story. I'm gonna send this to Alex and Chopper while you're talking.
She's all right. Okay. Pag si Miss All Right si Mo, wala masyadong dating.
Shut up.
I like kasi chubby girls eh. So.
Edi hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Tapos yun niya, sabi ko pag-isipin niya muna maigi if she's really going to be on this relationship kasi.
How old is she?
23,
yeah. I cannot offer any emotional support or, you know, kasi I'm strictly for the friends with benefits setup.
Okay.
And then, that would be the...
So what's the question? Like, did you guys... You saw her on the first, you guys mm-hmm. had oral, and then yeah. did you set a date for a future, this is going to be the day? Like, yeah. Okay, right now it's the 11th in Manila, it's the 10th here. When is D-Day?
Oh, nag-set up kami ng date after the one. So, I think it was 4, I think.
No. Gonna... When are you going to fuck this girl? That's my question.
Yeah, that's my question. Mo, should I fuck her? Should I, you know? Because I really don't like the idea of having drama when I fucked her, you know?
Was there drama when you put her your dick in her mouth?
Yeah, medyo clingy siya, you know?
What do you mean? Like, she didn't want to let go when you wanted to pull it out?
Ayaw mag-let go ng etiquette.
No. No, after the date.
Chubby girly. So, but afterwards, so there's a lot of text messaging, not a good morning.
Like,
Lara, kumain ka na ba? Ako, kumain na.
Kala ko clingy. Nag-come na si Guy, tapos ay pa i-let go. Alam mo yun? No! No! No, there's more! There's more! Okay, calm down.
Nag-text sa'yo, di ba? Kumain ka na ba? Ako, kumain na.
No, like, for example, ito kahapon. She nag-message siya out of the blue, sabi niya, I bought something for you kasi ikaw yung una kong naalala.
Oh,
puta! Nope. Pag hindi mo talaga gusto yung mabae, kadiri, no? Pero pag gusto mo, napaka-unfair na mundo.
Gusto niya yung girl, kaya lang ayaw niya ng attachments.
Yeah.
Hindi niya gusto yun.
I know, but we came across...
Kung gusto mo yan, Chopper, yung mga ganun, ang tawag niya, hindi niya gusto yun. Kasi...
Kahit fubu?
No. The fubu part is what keeps you around. What he's saying, and we've said this a million times, we almost say this every episode these days. If Worsback calls you and says, I bought something for you, be like, oh, let me look at it. There's no clingy with Worsback.
No, yeah.
Okay.
I will come a little.
There's no clingy, okay? When you're just about this girl, you just want her to fubu, you don't want her buying you gifts, okay? That's what's scary. Okay.
That's delicado.
And remember, you haven't even actually had sex with her. You had the oral, which is, again, to us, definition sex, but you haven't had the penetrative stuff. So your question is, should you fuck this girl? That's what the question is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And wait, I think this is going to end it in kung bakit pinag-iisipan ko din. Kasi ayaw nga talaga nung drama. Pero the thing is, nung we're having... conversations, yung mga fetishes, ganun.
Mm.
Eh, parang yung mga gusto niya is also aligned with me. Ganun.
Ah, okay. Kala ko, can we have a wedding night fetish?
It's like, Major dark yung fetish.
Yeah, like what? Like what? Like what?
Do you know breeding?
What is that?
Breeding. Yeah, where you come in her, fuck it. You come in her, yeah?
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah.
What do you mean? You're supposed to.
Well, no, I mean, they're FUBU. Right? With the breeding thing, is that no protection?
Yeah, protection.
Oh, that's just sex with your spouse.
Yeah,
they're 23 years old. They just met on Tinder last week, so there's no spouse.
I know, it's like, my term, papalayo, sex with no protection.
Breeding. Because the intent, like, you know, when you breed, your breed is have sex, ejaculate inside,
magparami
no protection.
Kayo.
Like, yeah, I mean, you're trying.
Go forth and be married.
You're trying to populate this planet. So, you ejaculate 5 times inside her. But
puputok sa loob, Alex.
Yeah. But as much as your body can take, yeah, that's kind of scary. But why? Yeah. But that's what you want too.
Nako, baka gusto niyang mabuntis.
No, wait, no, time out. That's what he wants too. Remember, he said some of her fetishes are the ones that I like. Yeah. So you like the breeding as well.
Yeah.
Well, don't we all?
Sino ba yung ayaw ng cream pie, di ba?
Ng cream pie? Why is it cream pie?
Because you, after you ejaculate, the tamod is dripping out of
caps.
Yeah, it drips out.
Oh.
Yeah, here, go Google it right now.
I don't want.
Chopper, yung kaalaman mo, ano no, erratic no.
Yeah.
Yung kaalaman mo, erratic.
Yeah.
Yung breed, ano ba yung putok sa loob? Ganyan, nag-ano ba yan? Ano yung cream pie?
Ano ba yun?
May... Yeah, may mga chapter kang na-skip. May mga chapter
Chopper's like,
absent ka nung tinuro ni ma'am yun.
Chopper's like, my name is Angelica Copter. Why? Kasi ako kinakatulog. That's why your name is that.
No, you made that exaggerated.
That's what your name is.
Yung naibig sabihin, no? Tapos bilang, what's cream pie?
What's cream pie?
Wow.
Hey, sir. Wow. Baho ng boss mo. Bro, love you.
We judge Angelica wrong. I think, bilang, tinamura sa mukha, Alex. Oy, puta, yun nga talaga siya.
I wanna keep you all guessing.
Let's cream pie.
Okay.
It's Bavarian. Like right. Opening the Dunkin'. It's, di ba, the sperm is like Bavarian.
I get it now. Don't.
Oozing. Oozing. Mm-hmm. Oozing. Yes.
Nangiya kayo. I get it now.
But it means nothing if you don't video it. Like, that's the whole part of cream pie. No, really. That's the whole thing about cream pie. You have to video it.
Oh, so may video talaga. So yeah, cream pie is
It's almost like, yeah, without proof, the cream pie never exists. Because you have to... You know, there's a
proof to what? Who are you showing it?
There's cinematography involved in cream pie.
Who are you proving this to?
You're not proving it to anybody. There is cinematography. And thank you, D. Nawali Bayola. Wali Bayola is... Oh, and Ozawa. Wali Bayola is the kind of celebrity cream pie sex tape that dropped some years back. But the cream pie in itself... I mean, I don't know, guys. I think... Without the video support, without the cinematography part, without that
slow motion,
then it's not a cream pie. Because again, you go back to that's what unprotected sex looks like.
Yeah.
No protection, ejaculate inside, and that's it. That's just regular sex. Cream pie needs video support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, I love the whole like take a step back. Yeah.
4K.
The best.
4K. I ain't fucking around no 720. 4K. Okay. All right. Anyway, hold on. Okay. All right. Anyway, so what's up with the question? Shitty fuckers. Okay, let's get back to the original question, everybody. Alex, yes or no on this girl? Considering all of this breeding,
No. No, dalawang reason. Hindi mo talaga kasi masyadong trip yung girl. Kasi kung trip mo yan, walang problema yan. It's a perfect, ano... Kaya lang, hindi mo trip yung girl. Second, yung girl mukhang magiging clingy. And it's na bad, ano. It's a bad combination.
I disagree. I think that he likes the girl enough to be a FUBU. And that's fine. You're just scared of her falling in love. But you want to fuck this girl. Like, you want to fuck her right now.
Pero hindi pasok yun sa FUBU. Parang hindi siya, ang mag-ano sa FUBU yung girl. Yung mag-break. Yun ang stopping sa kanya. Pero, di ba, may kaya ka nga, ang lalaki, pag gustong-gusto mo yung babae, atatanggapin mo yung konting
clinginess.
Yung risk. Konting ganun kasi nga gusto mo.
Yeah.
Pero but there's mo pag no naging gusto mo in finding a Tinder fubu.
Hindi, ibig sabihin, kung tira, libog ah, kung ang libog mo, nag-iisip ka sa libog mo, ibig sabihin, meron ka talagang doubt. Kasi ang libog, walang pakialam yan sa mga red flags eh. Yeah. Tirahin kita, bahala ka, kaya ko pa yan. Pero pag halimbawa, naapektuhan ka ng red flag in spite of your L, ibig sabihin, may something yung girl na hindi talaga kayo hindi papasok sa...
So you're no on this girl. Okay. You know, my initial is yes, go do it, because I come from the experience of these are rare moments. Like, this doesn't happen all the time. Only good-looking guys have this problem. You know, we were talking about first world problem. Ito pogi problem to. Kung pogi ka, you have this problem. Walang pangit na sinasabi, walang pangit na lalaki na may type siya. Tapos yung type niya, virgin, 23, Tinder, all of that stuff. And they're gonna say, no. Ayoko kasi baka maklingi sa akin eh. Hindi, tangan na kung pangit ka, tapos yung type mo, gusto mag kumantot sa'yo, you're gonna do it because of opportunities are slim. Not the girl, the opportunity. And you never say no to that. And that's the experience I have. That's my reality. Kasi hindi ko yung textbook pogi. Pogi guys, there are two guys in my life who have asked me this question in person. Friends of mine. Who said, I can't fuck that girl. And I go, why? And they go, well, she's a virgin. And I go, oh. And guess what? They're both devastatingly good looking. Because they can move from her and jump to the next one, no problem. So if you're really good looking, then fine, don't fuck this girl. But even if you're not really good looking, your fetish or your type is chubby girl, there's always a chubby girl looking for some dick. So you can replace her with another chubby girl, pretty easily.
Yeah.
You know what? That's such a. Di ba Lex? Kung yun yung type mo, yung chubby, putang ina, only sex, right? Only sex all month, right? Right? Like asshole. Like you have so much casual sex because you like chubby girls, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, that's not an insult to the fat community. I'm just saying it's easier to be successful there.
Dahil?
Because.
Dahil? Paki-explain.
Big girls gotta eat too. And this guy's got the burger.
Eh, hindi sila namimili ng pagkain.
Yeah, he likes...
May kakapusan.
He likes the full bucket ng chicken joy instead of the one piece or the two piece.
Naku po.
And there's more servings there. Yun lang. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Ako may sasabihin ako sa inyo. Ako hindi ako pag nanabaw sa Tinder ako, tapos ako yung ako halimbawa nasa Tinder ako, I will not go for the virgin eh. Kasi hindi siya
diba?
Hindi naman siya, hindi naman siya papakasalan mo eh. Hindi naman siya yung tipong ano eh, naghahanap ko daw for sex eh. Ayokong bad experience. Pero mo ayoko nang ano yung ay nakauna ako sa Tinder sa kanya. It's always messy sa simula dahil you have to guide the girl. Di ba? Parang ganun.
Alex, can I cut you off? Which Alex is talking here? Is it the 51-year-old Alex or is it the 24-year-old Alex who this guy is relating to? Because at 24, Alex, I'm assuming you're going to fuck this girl. 51-year-old Alex who's got fame and some money and a comfortable life and a way more opportunities if he wanted to versus the 24-year-old starving guy that lived in under the bridge. See, so which Alex are we getting? Because this guy's 24 years old. He's not 51, rich and famous.
Kung ano ba, hindi, experience-wise na sinasabi ko, sa 51 yun, ibig sabihin, hindi ako nag-e-enjoy sa mga virgin. Hmm. Kasi hindi siya yung talagang, yung perform, yung nag-sex, halimbawa may experience ka, tapos naghanap ka ng ano, nung ano lang.
Yeah.
Di ba? Parang gusto ko yung may girl na may konting kaalaman. Parang it's a wonderful experience. Pero kung halimbawa, naging girlfriend mo, tapos virgin, yun, okay sa akin. Yung talking 51-year-old, pero 23, I'll strike anywhere. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly. That's what we're dealing with.
I'm just,
we're
this, dealing is, with this is the wisdom talking, okay?
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
the wisdom. Yeah. Because yeah. I experience a lot. Pero kung bawa, sasabihin ko sa inyo, the best sex talaga, hindi naman from virgin, kasi virgin would be messy. Maraming, ano, ay, takot, hindi ka makakaramdam ng, ano, parang ganon.
But,
so,
but I don't know if we're, I mean, when you're 24, are you looking for the best sex ever, or are you just looking for the numbers?
Isn't it the number a numbers game?
It's like, a numbers game. It's a numbers game. When Russell Westbrook is trying to pad triple doubles, they're not winning. It's just about triple doubles. This is not about winning, Alex. This is about getting the rebound from Steven Adams. To get it for that triple.
But then also, okay. Well, two things, right? Zach is looking for a FUBU, so. I assume people that look for FUBUs like medyo mas may experience yung kailangan. But also, Zach, what's the worst case scenario? You try this FUBU relationship out and she does, in fact, get clingy. You detach, right? You go like, I'm not up for this.
No, but he already told her that. So he just has to go to the receipts.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're too clingy. We said FUBU. Don't buy me stuff. Don't text me in the morning. We'll just text each other when we'll see each other to have sex. Like, that's the relationship I want. And the moment it becomes not that, then you retreat. Like,
it's kind of like a lion is about to attack. So you guys have sex and she's attached. And then you just throw a stake somewhere to distract them and run.
Oh my gosh.
Pero, pare, ito sasabihin ko sa'yo. That will be on your resume, ha? And yung mga nagyayabang kabalang araw na, pare, ito yung mga natira ko. Uy, yung sino yun? Ay, namamalo. Hindi, alam pa ako dyan, medyo, alam mo na, trial and error.
Trial and error, putang.
Kailangan mo lang masikmura yun, ha?
Guys, though,
may ako, tinaabi ko, may mga ganyan talaga. Dahil, eto na, 23 years old na, titira ako kahit ano pa yan. Pero, of course, tatanggapin mo yan mga 10 years from now na, minsan kang tumikim ng mga, alam mo na, variation.
Variation.
Yes.
Cascon on the playback.tv/goodtimes. Yes, that's one of the guys I was talking about right there. Alex, you got to get on playback.tv.
Give me a chat.
Yeah, you got to jump on this. We'll do it at the commercial break.
Yeah.
So I can talk a little bit.
Yeah, but I think, okay, usually I would go no, but I think just see where this lands. Okay, Zach.
No, but what does that mean?
Meaning go for it, do okay, it, yeah. And then there you. Hindi mo lang pakakasalan eh. Wag mo lang buntisin, ha? Kasi
yeah, you got that breeding shit's gotta go.
Yeah,
that's a really good point, Choppers.
Ako?
If you're gonna
say, nakita yung picture, no for me.
I don't think she.
I have a feeling.
That. No, I'm okay. I'm okay with.
Oh,
that.
You have a feeling.
Hindi dahil sa itsura, doon sa ora, may ora siya na.
Yung kilay.
Kakapit
eh. Oh, medyo yung kilay.
Kakapit yan, boss.
Wala ba ibang picture? Kinakabahan din ako
doon. I like her. I think she's really cute. I'm trying to see where she works.
Don't.
No. I'm not gonna say it.
Ah, okay.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to see where she works so I can see what kind of person she is.
BPOA.
Yeah, it sounds like BPO. Yeah.
Medyo malaking kumpanya yan.
And when we say chubby girl, dude, Zach, she's not that chubby at all.
Yeah, size 8.
No, she's not. She's Japanese looking girl.
Yeah, and mukhang may konting halo and all of that stuff. So I'm okay here. I'm just gonna, if the moment you guys start doing it or right before you do it, I would just remind her what the parameters are, remind her what the deal is, show the receipts. Oh, teka lang, this is it, okay? Tell her that you don't want anything more, any emotional text messages or anything like that. But you can't waste the opportunity at 24 years old.
And watch Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. And please, protection. I understand.
Yeah, don't do the cream pie stuff.
Yeah, I understand the thing, but you cannot do that. Okay?
You cannot do that. You cannot do the cream pie.
And you know, we know the stories, right? They don't know they're pregnant until 7 months. So you really want to be careful here. Okay?
Mga pailalim talaga.
Hey, I'm fat. I could do this. Okay? I'm fat.
Daming,
okay?
Alex,
I'm fat.
Hindi ko na-gets yung joke mo rin mo. Si Chopper lang nagpa-get sa akin. Si Chopper ang medyo may fault dito. It's a joke that will fly na talaga sa lahat ng mga tao. Pero si Chopper nag-DM.
Yeah. No, listen. This is fat cred. I can make these jokes. Like, we can make fun of poor people because Alex is here. We could do the same.
Chopper, you cannot do. You're not fat. You're not poor.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you have to really be careful.
She can only make the side jokes.
Chicago.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
You're mestiza. You're mestiza. You're gonna.
Yeah. I don't know, Zach. I'm in. Chopper's in.
Alex, can't.
Be careful.
Can't.
Be careful.
Alex is out.
Honestly. Yeah.
No. The 51-year-old is out. The 23. Be careful.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And it's usually, I remember when we were younger, they were saying like, it's usually those that have sex for the first time, they get pregnant. You know,
Titiray niyon.
Kasi nagkakamali sila. They don't know. They didn't use protection. They think that, you know, they do the counting method, whatever. So be careful.
Well, take yung profile picture niya. Zach, I know you're here on thing. Yung profile picture niya naka Vespa. Yan yung Vespa.
I see.
Ah, hindi niya masasakay yun.
Yun.
Hindi, isahan lang yung Vespa. Isahan lang ang Vespa, Chopper.
No, wala. Dalawahan yun. We had a Vespa in New York.
Ah,
and
okay. Wala akong Vespa eh. I'm just basing it on the catalog.
There's
so,
an
sorry.
Extra seat in the back of this Vespa.
But sorry, I don't know that.
When you see those cars and the daming tao sa likod, it kind of just has this, like, there's a little, ever so, there's a slant. This is a very slow-moving Vespa on the way to the motel.
I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I got to call this guy back.
Why?
Zach, I'm calling you back. Answer the phone.
She's cute.
I think she's cute. I've been consistent. I said absolutely it's
her
a yes.
Her lips are nice.
It's like a yes for me. Zach, I'm looking at your photo. You're a fucking chubby motherfucker too.
Yeah, I am.
Match made in heaven, baby. Power on. Enjoy. Later. Bye.
Later.
He's a big dude. He's bigger than her. Considerably.
Para ho lang.
No. You don't look at the photo. I'm looking at
it. Grabe si Chopper.
What? She's not fat.
You just freaking fat shamed her. That's really
She's
terrible.
Not fat. Like, you guys are like, I don't.
Okay, hold on. I am not making fun of her because I don't find her to be chubby. I mean, yeah
she's
I don't
like,
find. She's certainly not fat. And I don't even find her to be chubby, okay? I am making fun of fat people globally.
Oh.
Not this girl. She's cute, man.
She's cute.
Yeah, I'm in on this. Go. She might be the cutest chubby girl you're ever going to have, Zach. Hashtag facts. Take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You'll listen to DTWM Year 13, episode number 15. Alex Chopper, myself, you guys, back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times Normal Podcast, Year 13, episode number 15. It's an AMA with Alex and Chopper. Alex, what were you saying during the commercial break?
Your phone default settings?
Mute.
Yeah.
Ang default ng phone ko is mute kasi syempre pag porn, maingay yan. So hindi, you don't have to remind.
You know, sometimes it's the little details that mean the world. I think Pornhub does that too, right? When you hit mute on Pornhub, every video that you watch
will be on mute
infinitely. Okay, I mean, you could turn your computer off, and when you turn it back on,
muted.
It's always going to be muted until you unmute. So
yes,
it's the finer details.
That's the Pornhub service for you. That's concern for the users. That's thinking. That's
it's the little details. Yeah.
It's the little details.
That's customer care.
All right, welcome back to the show, Alex. Can you want to go first or I
yeah yeah
why don't you go
okay
first?
March 25 is Singapore and then available March 26 is sold out, so please Heroes Bar sa Singapore, see you there. And Dubai Comedy Festival, we're going to be at the parang ano kami April 13 lang, pero it's the in the opera, so please Opera House ng ano ng Dubai, it's a big venue. April 13 kami. Abangan nyo lang sa mga nagtatanong. Kasi ang dami nagko-follow up sa Dubai. So, yun. Maraming salamat. And on Friday, we'll be at Turning Tides, the favorite place of Angelica after, Marikina. The and at Spirit Makati. Tingnan niyo na social media ko sa lahat-lahat yan. And
we'll be
coming out with website. By the way, may website ako ilalabas ha for Alex Calle and the comedy crew para mas madali na kayong makapunta. And we're gonna integrate quiz night sa mga shows namin.
Oh, I love quiz night. Yeah, quiz night. Quiz so night. Fun.
So, yan.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
So, invitein ko kayo minsan doon via so online prizes. Minsan.
Yeah.
First of all, yung may mga prizes, of course.
Can you do quiz night in Dubai and then invite us because we've been talking yes. about a Dubai trip for
we've been
we can do quiz night online we can do online sa venue so wow. watch out ha ini-integrate
yeah.
namin yan
sa venue yeah
speaking
so
of integration we have also integrated playback.tv/goodtimes that's the URL that you should be typing right now we've been able to consolidate both Good Time shows that means the radio show and the podcast on one live stream channel and that's where everybody seems to be right now We had a test episode the other day. We had our first test episode on the radio show today. Everything is looking so far pretty good and stable. And we'll do maybe a couple more throughout the week. And then after that, man, this is where you guys are going to go to for your daily prizes on the radio show from cash to, you know, tangible goods to merch on the show, merch from the podcast. All of these things are going to be happening via the live stream. And I really do like it because, as you know, with the radio, with the callers, a lot of the time the radio is on, the speaker is on. It's just kind of sometimes a mess. It gets cut off. The cell phone signal isn't great. So we are still going to take phone calls, but we are opening it up as well to the online community and the streamers. This also is a plus for people who are not based in Manila because with terrestrial radio, obviously, if you're listening to Magic 89.9, you're only going to get it if you're in Manila. But now with the online stream, you guys, wherever you are around the world, can listen to the radio show as well. And the radio show is so fucking good. I mean, really, I hate to say it's good and I'm there because it feels douchey, but it's not good because of me. It's good because of Alex. It's good because of Kirill. It's good because of Sam and just the four of us together. It was great last week, and I invite you guys to go over there as well. So if you're into the podcast stuff, go and the radio, go to playback.tv/goodtimes. They also have an app. So if you're the type of person that streams live on the app, get the app, playback.tv. Right now, if you search Good Times on the app, I don't see it showing up for some reason. We'll try to fix that. So as a substitute way to get about it, just open up a browser on your phone, type playback.tv/goodtimes and hit join room because that's how you, it's kind of the equivalent of yeah. the subscribe button on YouTube. After that, you're in. Man, we're going to be giving prizes every day, cash, all of it. It's going to be awesome.
And we do get messages from before where, oh, I missed the live stream or session during the podcast because they missed the Instagram notification or like post. If you have the app for playback, then you'll get notified.
Like, you'll get notified right when the show goes live. And mm-hmm. plus there's a schedule there of all the shows that are lined up for the day. So really organized, really great interface for chatting with you guys. Love it. We'll make suggestions on what we think might be better for it moving forward. But right now, can't be happier with it. And one last quick thing about playback.tv. All of Magic 89.9 will shift to a Magic 89.9 playback channel. But Good Times, the morning show, and the podcast right here on playback.tv/goodtimes. Okay? Yes? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Erwin says he loves the notification of playback. Yeah, trust me. One of the top questions I always get is, when are we going to know when an episode is? And I'm like, just check my story. So that could be any time. Now you actually get a notification when it's ready to go. So we love it, love it, love it. Tell your friends and it'll be fun. Okay. Whew. That was a lot of verbal. Let's take our last call of the day. It's a bit of a shorter episode, as I said. And we'll talk to Joe, who is 38 years old. You are in Manila. Welcome to the podcast. Joey, you sent me a message on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Twitter.
Can I just read it real quick? Because you had an interesting thing there. You called in 2021, I believe. You said, hey, can I join the podcast? You had sex with your fiance's mom.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. We're married now.
So your wife, you fucked your wife's mom.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law. You fucked your mother-in-law.
Yeah, but yeah, wife's mom sounds worse.
Kayo ba yung nagburakay?
I don't know.
Kayo ba yung nagburakay?
I didn't know she was my mother-in-law back then. So, yeah.
Oh, ito nga yung sa Boracay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, tapos pati yung sister. Tapos yung sister din dapat.
Ay, putik. Oh, nga no. Tapos you were about to have sex with sister.
Younger.
Yeah, wala akong kalam-alam. And then, my wife was very secretive. Actually, yun din yung pinaka point ng call ko ngayon, napaka-secretive niya sa background niya, and then nung magme-meet na kami for planning the wedding, that's when I met her mom. And, fuck. But then
Hold on.
Recap.
Where is the mom right now?
Nasa States.
Okay, so
and hindi kasi siya close sa family niya, ganun. Parang it's just a what thing that she has to do, you know, to get her family together during the wedding, and after that wala na, parang.
Okay. The sister is in the States as well.
Yeah. Germany.
Okay. So wow, this is okay. So there's not, the temptations are hard to pull off. But in any case, if the mom were around, you'd still be banging her?
I don't think so now. Hindi na. Kasi tumanda na.
Hindi na siya naging chubby.
There was before that I was really into you know, the old.
What happened again though when the mom saw you?
Did she recognize you?
Like, of course. I mean, how many menopausal women are out there having sex randomly with guys at Boracay? So of course she's gonna. What?
Parang sabi niya, ano, I'll show you the you know the garden, parang ganon. Tapos parang what they're doing here, parang ganon.
But did she want another round?
No.
What kind of garden? The secret garden? That's not so secret. Like, what garden is she fucking talking about?
She didn't want another round?
No.
You think that's true? You think if you tried, you'd be able to?
Why?
I'm just curious how dysfunctional this family is. You think if you tried again, you'd be able to hit it one more time?
I don't know. Actually, hindi ko pumasok sa isip ko yon before.
How did you not think of that?
Because it wasn't intentional, babe. It was an accident.
I know, but the guy's got a MILF fetish, and then
you have MILF fetish.
That's what he just said. He's got a MILF
before.
Alex, let me ask you this.
Before I got married, I was used to women who were married, who na matanda sa akin, you know.
Yeah. All right. Alex, if you had a MILF fetish, which I know you don't, but if you had a MILF fetish. And you found out that the girl you're marrying, you banged her mom. Did you cheat on your wife with the mom?
Are you asking? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm asking him, and then I'm going to go back to you. Joe, did you cheat on your wife with her mom?
Right after we got married?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, technically speaking, you guys were together, mm-hmm. boyfriend, girlfriend, and you banged her mom.
I haven't met her yet back then.
Oh, wow. Man, this is teleserye shit. Okay.
This is pang Viva Max.
Yeah. Okay, so Alex, if you had a MILF fetish and you banged your fiance's mom or your girlfriend's mom, would you try to go again?
Nung nalaman mong nanay pala siya ng girlfriend mo?
Does it add an extra level of like, yeah, okay, now I gotta do this one more time? Because it's different. It's a different experience when you know versus when you don't know. Or let me rephrase. It's a different experience when you don't know versus when you know.
Alice Dixon, yes. depende sa experience, ha? Pero meron kasing unang nangyari lang sa inyo, parang ano siya, yung parang dream na hindi mo ano, yung ang kaya mo gusto ulitin parang mag-validate na, di ba? Meron ganong naka-experience ka na parang ang bilis naman nun, sana nag-enjoy ako kasi na-excite ako, kaya kung uulitin ko, pero malamang kang personality ko, uulitin ko yun.
Yeah, you know why? Let me tell you why. Because it adds a second fantasy checklist on top of your first one. You did not know the first time. So it's not actually checking off a MILF fantasy, MILF list, because you didn't know. Then when you finally do know,
that's not a MILF fantasy. That's an incest fantasy. Because she was already a MILF.
I know. But the MILF is still a fantasy, right? You're not talking about... I'm not talking about the... It's not incest. They're not related. It's incest if it's a threesome.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
They're not related. So it's not incest. But my point is, the MILF fantasy is a standalone fantasy already. So you check that off. But on that same list for a lot of guys like this is the bang mom fantasy of my wife or of my girlfriend or bang sister also. Like, these guys get a little creative. That's now on the list. It didn't exist on the list because he didn't know. But now that he knows, it makes an appearance.
Yeah. You guys are, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, guys, go back to the original MILF, which was Stacy's mom or your friend's mom, right? Like Stifler's mom. Sorry, not Stacy's mom, which is the mom of your friend, not the mom of your fiance.
Well, I mean, either way, you're still cheating on fiance. Okay, so anyway, what's the question?
Yeah, totally not related, Jen.
Oh, man.
It's after we got married, you know. Uh-huh. So, I mean, well, you know, 2 years after marriage, you know, we're just one of those couples who just lost interest in having.
Wait, listen, your cell phone's getting cut off. One more time. What? After you got married?
Yung parang dumating na kami sa point that we're just one of those couples who just lost interest in the wildness of the sex anymore. You know, when we talk about it, we still have sex, but it's just not there. You know, di na kagaya dati before we got married. Now, after having kids, it just felt more clinical. So until last December, I attended my wife's college reunion with her, and I get to meet some of her friends. It was the first time she attended the reunion because we were working as OFWs before. And ngayon lang kami nandito sa Pilipinas in December. So I met her friends. We partied. We drank a lot. I got wasted. And I met new friends. Mm-hmm. And that's when I saw Julia. She and my wife were very close.
Sino okay? Julia?
Who's Julia?
Ay, bago sinabing totoong pangalan.
Okay.
Well, tapos nagkansawan pa nga yung mga kaklase nila. Kasi very close sila ng wife ko. Now, fast forward, I learned that my wife used to be a full-fledged lesbian when she was in college. And she used to date the hottest girls at school, sabi nila.
You found out at the fucking reunion. Nice.
You know what I said a while ago? Sabi ko, maraming secret tong asawa ko. So, surprisingly, the effect on me was very different. Mas ginanahan ako ngayon sex ko with my wife.
Oh, it opened up. You know, so yeah, because you're a fantasy guy.
Just by thinking about what she used to do before.
Yeah.
So, like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah. You're one of these guys that has a lot of fetishes.
So now you're imagining your wife with Julia and the sex is better now with your wife.
Yeah. So yeah, sabi yo kay mo, this is more of a what's wrong with me. Question.
I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with you but you're a fetish guy. And with fetish guys, I think it takes a lot to get them super excited. Like, I'm okay with vanilla sex. I just, my thing is frequency, not so much it has to be bouncing off the walls and all of these things. So you, I mean, there's got to be narrative to your sex. And that's harder to please and easier to get bored. And I don't think there's anything wrong with you. You just found a new twist to this relationship that is filled with a lot of twist already. And the problem is, once you get done with this excitement, you're going to get back to being bored. And then something else is going to have to happen. That's what's quote unquote wrong with you. Yeah, I mean, that's my take. Do you guys agree, Alex Chopper? Do you agree that maybe that's what it is?
Actually, it's true because sabi mo nga kanina that dati I was more into MILFs, you know, or older women. And then when I met her mom, yun na, nawala na yun. Parang nawala na ako ng gana sa ganun.
So you're...
I thought I was doing okay now. I was normal na ako ulit. Parang ganun. And then...
May na-unlock ka na naman. Achievement unlocked.
Well, what's your porn search, out of curiosity? Like, when you're watching porn, is it something crazy or what? Here we go.
It's okay. Just let it out. Be honest.
Yung tatlo.
Threesome.
Threesome. And then girls on girls. Mga ganun.
Girls on girls. Threesomes. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So you, that's.
Lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lately, after you found out about your wife.
Yeah. Before that. Before
before your wife, this whole thing. What was your.
Wala na eh. Because before nga sabi ko, mahilig ako sa mga MILF. Ba?
Ah, okay. So you're strong MILF. You're starting to normalize for me. Alex, anything for him?
Wala, wag mo lang gagawin yung totoong buhay. Yun na yung problema eh. Pero kung alimbawa, Kasi hindi yung babae, yung nanay, totoo nangyari yun eh. May daylan ka lang na hindi mo alam. Pero ito, alam mo tapos mamaya sabihin mo, mabitawan mo sa wife mo na.
No, I've been listening to your podcast. Very, very avid listener. Tapos I'm really hesitant na tumawag kasi sabi ko, parang napaka-boring ng kwento ko. Walang pyramid, walang ganun-ganun.
Pero, don't compete against other callers.
That's the least thing you want to do.
You're already in the Hall of Fame. You're fine. Okay, you don't have to put 30 a night. You're in the Hall of Fame on the show already. Okay.
Just to follow from the previous story. Did you sleep with a sister? Because remember, this sister was coming on to you in Boracay or the beach or something. Did you end up sleeping with a sister?
If you remember, yung kwento kasi noon, parang dalawa silang na-meet ko, yung mom at yung sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then mas pinili ko yung mom nung time na yun.
Ah, okay, so hindi mo kinantad yung sister. Listen, I think I wonder if at some point you're going to ask your wife if you guys want to have a threesome to spice up.
Oh, yun lang nakakaano doon.
The marriage. That's my
Yeah, that's worry. Been playing into my fantasy.
Ayun nga.
Pero wala pa akong guts para tanungin yun.
Well, the thing is you already know your wife likes hot chicks at least at some point in her life and that never really goes away. So,
what do you mean?
I mean, she was full-fledged. He said it, full-fledged. So she was, she had all the hottest chicks. So at some point she can tap into her, I don't even want to call it past, but that part of her life. And it's whether you feel that your wife is capable of doing something spicy since you guys are no longer into that. That's really the decision. That's what's going to propel you to make a decision on asking her. Is my wife as bored as I am? And if you answer yes, then you throw the question out to her.
Have you confirmed with her? Did you ask her, hey, you know, sa reunion, sabi nila, da 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 da, like, you used to date girls?
No, because clearly she was hiding it from me and she doesn't want to talk about it. Clearly, ayaw niya kasi nakita ko yung, ano eh, I put two and two together yung mga reactions niya. Kasi nung pumasok kami sa room, nung reunion, hindi ko alam bakit nagpapalakpakan yung mga tao. Parang sobrang I felt like I was I was a rock star.
Team captain.
Feeling ko parang ako rock star back then na parang lahat pinapata ko sa back, hindi ko kilala sa pagganan. So, it really turned me on. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, I mean, listen. There's nothing wrong with you. Really crazy past, obviously. Both of you have some really colorful past. But it's really just about, am I going to ask my wife for a threesome? And if you cross that bridge, you cross that bridge. Only you can assess whether she's going to be willing to be good with this or not.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll call you again.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely call us again. You know, use the show. You're an avid listener. Use the open relationship calls. Joke around with her when you hear the threesome calls and go, babe, putik, tayo to. You know, that stuff. See, gauge the reaction before you actually throw the question. See what she says. Like when we talk about hot chicks on the show and people are like, oh, this girl, we're like, oh, she's so hot. Look at her. Look at her face. Go, whoa, 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 whoa. Body language, man. Okay? Throw the hypotheticals. Throw these fantasies out at her, but use the show as your alibi. Use your show as your jumping point instead of having an awkward conversation about threesomes that for no reason.
Sarap ng kwentuhan nyo yan. Tanayin mo, babe, na tama ba dati? Ano ka? Lesbian ka na makadate mga girls? Tapos sabihin niya, oo. Tapos sabihin mo, ba't nag-stop ka? Eh kasi, nagpakasal na ako sa'yo eh. Sabi niya, eh ikaw, kung masusunod ka, gusto bang pumasok ulit sa ganyang ano? Kasi concerned lang ako sa'yo dahil baka ano.
Concerned lang
ako sa'yo.
You sound like a priest. From time to time.
You can do it naman from time to time. Magano lang, ibalik mo siya dun sa laban ulit.
Para... Ibalik mo sa dati.
No. But is that really the end game? I mean, we ask this question a lot. Is that what you want? You want to have a threesome with your wife and some hot chick?
I would say that 70-30.
70 what? What is that? What's the 70?
70 yes. No pa rin.
Ah, okay. So 30. Oh. I'm shocked. I thought I was with Alex. I thought it was 70.
Being a fetish person, like... That you, not me, being a fetish person that the mahilig ka sa MILF dati and then you act on it and now you're Finico, you're gonna try to act on the threesome. You know, you might.
Yeah, it's really about getting your wife, whether she's down with it or not.
Because I feel like if she says yes, you'll go. I think the reason why it's 70% no is because you don't know if she's down for it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, because you know how it feels during the past few months before nangyari yon na sobrang napaka boring na ng sex life namin dalawa. And I just don't want to go back there again. And
so what did you do? What was the boring sex routine look like to now the non-boring sex routine?
Well, like I said, it just felt more
clinical. He got turned on by the fact that she has been with a lot of hot chicks. That's how it proved his
how
sex
does
life.
That manifest in the sex act?
Well, he finds her hotter now.
Okay, so what are you doing differently now in bed compared to last 3 months ago that's making it boring?
Well, it's wilder to start with.
Ikaw. Kasi hindi naman niya alam kung anong nangyayari sa utak mo eh.
Well, one time sinabi niya na after we did it, sabi niya mas gusto kita ngayon. What happened? And then sabi ko na lang, nanonood na ako ng porn.
And then that's when you should have said, girl on girl.
Ay, nako, mali, sayang. Oh, exactly. You should have said, yeah, I'm watching porn, threesomes, and
yeah.
Sabi niya, tapos sabi niya pa, I miss that, yung ganun ka. Kasi when we were just boyfriend and girlfriend, kahit saan ginagawa namin, when we can, you know.
Yeah.
But when we were got married, when we got kids, it just, you know, became like,
sabihin mo, kinantot ko nanay mo. Joke lang. Let's see what she says. Right, she's not gonna believe you. She's not gonna believe you.
Got
it. Pari tayo na.
Gago ng nanay ko. Yung mukha niyo, kung joke na nanay ko.
Kaya maganda sabihin tayo na wife mo na, bakit ba? Apat parang wala na tayong masyado, wala ang gana sa sex. Am I turning to be my mom? Parang ganun. Be your mom.
Nope. You're not. I'm sure we asked you when you called in 2021 who was better.
Ha.
Nako, yung hana yan mukhang yung nanay.
Nakalimutan ko na eh.
Whoa, ano
No, wait. Nakalimutan ko na ko yung sinagot ko. But I would say at that time na mas magaling yung nanay.
You know what? Somebody brought up here on the chat that you sound like Bam Aquino, and you so sound like Bam Aquino.
Does he?
Yeah, I just did a whole hour with Bam on the show. You sound exactly like Bam. It's kind of crazy how.
Shucks, ba kasi Bam to, ah.
Yeah, it's crazy how often. So, how much you sound like him. All right. But anyway, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
If you decide to do threesome, then use a couple of opportunities to squeeze it in. Use the show, use the porn reference, all that. If you don't need to do the threesome since you're 70-30 against, then continue this wave of new energy that you have in the bedroom until it lasts. And then when it starts to die off again, if you want to find another way to spice it up and threesome's the way to go, then God bless you and do that. But right now, things are good. Why threaten any of that?
Yeah, you don't want to rock the boat.
Too much? And then just wait until you get a little dry spell again, okay?
Dry
spell. That's good. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Best of luck.
Man.
Ang reunion talaga. Marami talagang binubukas yan na mga nakaraan.
Yeah, you know, because everybody's got a lot of people I think hide how wild their past was. And I know again I tease Chopper for that because there are things that I come across where people who knew her back then, they're like, "Puta mo na Chopper." And I'm like,
"What
the hell? Ano sa three boyfriends in my life? Yung mga putang ina, yung mga putang ina message, ano mo dati nung wild ka, yung tami mong guys. I'm like, "Aba, putang ina to.
Mga nanliligaw lang yun.
Puta.
Wala talaga. I don't even remember.
That is such bullshit. So when
someone
I come
messaged me on Instagram.
No, it is someone. Your
I can't
friend.
Say the name.
I know. I'm saying, but they're your friend. It's like,
no, not that close. They were a close. They were a best friend of my close friend.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yung mga posibilidad na mangyari na aalis yung asawa mo na happy-happy siya sa relationship. Tapos na ipag-reunion na siya sa mga alam. Wala yung all-girls school yan. Pagbalik, para ang laki ng pagkukulang mo. Yung umalis siya, nanonood ka ng TV. Hi, bye. Tapos ang perfect ng relationship. Pagbalik, kasi malamang may classmates siyang pagkukwentuhan nila yung mga buhay niya na may feel na lang ng asawa mo na ang laki pa lang pagkukulang. Sa pag-uwi, galit na kagad. Tangin na, tigilan mo ako ha. Bakit? Wala. Marami akong nalaman. O, oh, yeah, siya, makausap lang na na-reunion na, uy, ano mo ba? Yung husband ko, pinamaalis kami palagi.
You know what the problem with the show is? Your wife is a big listener of the show. Uh-oh. Of course, my wife is on the show. But I would like to ask everybody here, how many sexual secrets are they hiding from their spouse? Like a number. Because I don't believe, till this very day, Chopper's press release to me.
It's true. Okay.
No, it's not true.
Yes.
It's not true.
Ako, na-declare ako talaga na nung bago ako mag-asawa, eh, talagang sobrang, nagsawa ako nun.
Your relationship, everybody, well, because the only difference between you guys and us is we're on a show together, so we're actually talking about it, and this is the only time we'll talk about it. We'll never talk about this stuff off air. And I am convinced that there's a press release because there always is. And I think you guys all have one as well.
If no, not for me. That's really true. So, as much as I would like to posture.
Ang dami mga ano, actually chopper sa mata niya na talaga alam mo yung mga nag-line, yung tumitingin sa taas.
Yeah. No. It's, you know, thanks for bringing that up because I was just going to bring that, you know, when you, it was psychologically, if you're looking to the top left,
that's
you're
not true.
Chopper did the whole fucking like, she's never looked at the ceiling before.
Ito si Chopper. Ito. No, not me. That's
true. It's all these blinking going on.
I am the most.
I've never seen you blink. Like, no. I've never seen you blink that much. It was like, well, you know, there's
sa
just like.
Sa barkada namin. Sa barkada namin talaga. No. Ako yung pinaka-boring.
That is such a fucking lie. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but you won't believe it and it's fine. I'm okay with you not believing it. Because...
Yeah, it's fine. But that's what I'm saying. I don't believe it, but I don't hound you for it. It's only here because we're talking about it. It's funny. But this guy, our last caller, has the secret of all secrets from his wife. I fucked your mom. Like, that's the secret of all secrets.
After refusing your sister. You know, like, I had a choice.
Yeah, almost fucked your sister, too. And what I'm saying is, everybody's got a sexual secret, or two, or three, or four.
Alex, okay, good.
And the way no. I, the way, no. Wait, hold on. And the way.
No. Not me, Chopper.
No.
The way I cope with it is, I don't believe anything.
Wait, you don't know what I'm going to ask. If Alex and Mo, like, if Alex, you were to guess what Mo's sexual secret is, ano sa tingin mo, by looking at Mo, ano sexual secret? Yeah, you too, Mo.
Hold on, 1 second. Alex, so, let's see. What, bros before hoes, bro? Bro,
alam naman si Mo, di ba may mga, alam naman natin sa public yung mga iba niya eh.
No, yung hindi alam. Go.
Wait, may iba? Yung iba niya? What
secret nga. Kaya nga secret, hindi nga alam.
Wala akong alam.
I'm not saying may alam ka. Gumawa ka, isipin mo. Like, you're just gonna put a story.
Siguro kaya ni Mo, si Mo pwedeng mag-threesome.
Yun yung sexual secret niya?
Parang ayun ang pinaka nasa isip ko. Na kaya niyang makonvince.
I've never had a threesome.
Yeah,
lalo naman ako. Teacher, teacher.
Bata-bata ako pinakasali.
Pinakonfident ako dun sa damit niya. Bina nagagaganon.
Uminit eh. Kaya matawa niyo ako.
Uminit. And why would that be?
Kasi tawa
why
ko ng
all
tawa.
Of a sudden uminit?
Because I'm laughing so much.
Why is all everybody, including the people streaming, looking at you? The only person not looking at you is you. All of us, and your tells are just the tells are.
Pero Chopper, remind mo to, tumingin ka sa ceiling. Tumingin ka talaga.
Yeah, no. Massive eye roll. It's
because
true.
It's the same thing.
Oh.
Stop it. It's the same thing. Again.
You know, it's funny because I always tell Chopper when we're actually literally arguing that she has a tell when she lies, and it's 100%. Like, I'm 100% right on every time she lies because she has a very obvious body language tell that she has not mastered in hiding yet. And it was very evident there.
You know why I'm doing the eye roll? Because there's no way I'm gonna convince you that it's true. But
why is it about me? How did it come about me?
No, because kaya ako nag-eye roll. Kaya ano, it's the same thing. It's the same.
No,
since it was an eye roll. You literally
eye roll is albawa. Ay, Chopper, mahilig ka ba? No, yun, pwede kang gano'n.
That's
kasi tara yun. Nagkukwento ka lang ng eye roll. Sabi mo, hindi to, hindi to.
Yeah, it was like the fucking Madonna song.
Oh, just, papossess na. Like, biglang hindi nagkasya yung tea. Biglang hindi nagkasya yung suit mo ngayon. Parang bilang,
yeah, was, me? Three lang?
Jesus. What's your what's Alex's sex secret, Mo? I mean, in, not
don't
actual,
change the topic. Don't manipulate the conversation, girl.
Not actual sex secret. What you think? Like, if he had a sex secret, which you said everyone does, what would it be?
Wala akong sikreto, madadala ko threesome.
Hindi ko tinatanong
mo. Oh, totoo naman. Wala akong masama doon.
Like, I mean, maybe...
Pero I admit, I don't... I have a pass. Alam ko, pero wala akong press release.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe somewhere there's a Wally Biola type of video somewhere in the universe.
Alam mo, pinakamasahin dito, ang pinakanakakatanong ako na, alimbawa, sa katulad na nung experience ng guy, yung Tinder niya na girl, virgin daw yung girl, tapos bilang, alam, pinakamasahin yung naniwala ang virgin, tapos bilang, may isang tao na mag-break lagi nung ano na yun, na ano, sino? Si Sophie? Virgin! Tapos gatatawa. Parang mag-ari. Eh, nakinakatawa mo ba kay Chopper? Si Chopper? Introvert?
Parang... Introvert. Gago ka.
Ano sa'yo mo, Chopper? Nung kano ka, college ka, ikaw pinaka, ano?
Boring.
Sa barkada ko. Sa bash. Sexually, I'm the last one to have a boyfriend.
Sexually.
I'm the last one to have sex. To do stuff.
I'm the last one to sexually experience.
Ako pa nagsasabi sa mga kaparkada ko, huwag kayong mag-blowjob. That's like...
Well, clearly, you follow
so
your
veteran,
advice.
Man. That's so veteran, girl.
Clearly, you follow ka ng advice mo.
That's so veteran, ha. Oy, girls. Huwag na kayong mag-blowjob muna, ha?
No, that's not how it went.
Take it from me.
That's not how it went.
You will only listen to Kobe Bryant, LeBron James.
No.
You cannot...
That's not how it went. Because when they told me they did, I'm like, what? Don't do that. Hindi ba parang... Hindi ba masama?
You only... Nag-aayos ka na naman ang ano mo.
Stop! I swear, I do have... Like, this... This is the
How do you expect? Okay, you can go online right now.
I don't expect, but if my barkada were listening they, or in this chat, they would say, "Fuck, we did have that conversation in the cafeteria," and they know, and they were laughing at me for saying.
You know,
that.
Chopper, you've had various stages, though. Like you're only referencing like high school, okay?
College then.
I know, but you're completely. Do you know that your reputation is strongest in your mid-20s?
I was married the whole time in
I
my mid-20s.
I know, it doesn't matter. You're using, and I know the tactic. The tactic is, oh, Chopper, you're very, you know, you've lived a pretty colorful social life. Hindi, alam mo, nung grade 5 kami, putang na ako yung nagsasabi sa kanila. You're using a different era.
Si Jeffrey Dahmer din. Sabi ni Jeffrey Dahmer sa mga friends niya, huwag kayong papatay, ha?
You know what? It may seem that I lived a very, very colorful life, but most of like the time that everyone lived a very colorful, adventurous life, I was married. And I didn't get that chance to live a colorful life. So the time that I separated, maybe I had like... just a short window that I was single, going around. But then I dated Mo right away.
Going around? What does that mean?
Going out. I mean,
Chopper.
Going around.
Like Chopper.
Going, yeah, going around
Chopper.
Sounds...
Not going around. I mean, going Chopper. Out. Yeah, going around like a helicopter. No, going out. Pero wala talaga. I'd love to be the exciting one and madaming stories that I share like si Alex, but di talaga.
Aw, Chopper. We're so sad for you.
I know.
Pero si Chang Upper, magubuhay siya ng ano, mga 1600.
Huh?
Mga 1600, yung mga naka, yung mga naka, sa mga cowboy, yung mga babae.
Bakit?
Yung mga western, yung mga ikaw yung mga girl na.
Bakit?
1600?
Kasi itura mo. Yung mga dress na gano'n. Yung... na ganyan pa rin, marami pa rin lihim.
Wala nga.
Yeah, that's another time.
Baga sa Warrior, ikaw si Atoy. sa Warrior, ikaw si Atoy. May ari ng prostitution na house pero nag pero na, no, na. Nang ano nanghihiwa ng mga
yeah. Saving these girls. Yeah, the way saving these girls from a bad situation to only open a prostitution house and having them go there.
Okay.
Tapos lesbian anyway. Pala no.
Okay guys, again, may show ako ngayong week. Nod kayo. And of course, Singapore 25 punuin ulit natin para back-to-back sold out.
Yeah, 25th. Again, everybody, playback.tv/goodtimes. Make sure you download the app if that's how you do it, or go via the website or you know a browser, whatever it may be. We are ready to kind of again jump back into the whole prize giving away radio show that we've used to be, and it's just a lot of fun. And then of course we're gonna carry that over here to the podcast. Get you guys some merch. What's up?
I already know Chopper too much when I know that we're nearing the border. Medyo painis na, kaya medyo titigil ako na dahil dadalo nga pala ako dyan sa August. I don't wanna.
Oh, wanna she's on walkout mode. Yeah. She's getting close to walkout mode.
No, really.
I kinala ko na si Chopper when I know it's up. It's okay na tayo.
No, no. This is not it. This would not be that topic.
I don't wanna. Ayoko na naman patayin ng video na.
Yeah, this is what happens. And then, out.
Mainis.
Tapos i-ignore namin ni Mona. Hi, so we're going on.
Yeah, just, the show goes on.
Talaga. Oh, hindi ko nakita yung part.
Parang inuman, nag-walk out yung isa. Tapos kami dalawa ni Mo. So, pare, so kumusta na nga pala yung mga bata? Anyway.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Alex, when, I'll see you on the radio tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Are you in studio or right. Zoom? Just do the Zoom.
Depende.
It's easier. Way. Yeah. Zoom lang tayo para if anything, you know, the two guys are online and the two girls are in studio together. So we'll see you on the radio show tomorrow and then podcast, I don't know. I mean, if we're going to do Saturday, I don't know, but we'll touch base offline.
Wow.
As they say.
Oh, we'll do one Saturday. We'll do one Saturday.
Saturday?
Podcast? Yeah.
All right, perfect. Saturday. If you guys have any questions, by the way, for the show, you want to get on, Instagram still kind of the way to go, or Twitter, however you want to use it. But send me a DM, give your name, your location, and then your story, and we'll get you on Saturday. And I believe we have a BSC on Sunday with Nicole returning as well. So have a great day, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
We know the Jade. Well, I'm sexy time.